Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Well, we are less than 24 hours away from the Browns being on the practice field for the first time of their 2014 training camp. Can you feel the excitement? It's in the air. Nathan, can you feel it?
I can feel it. I can't wait. I'm going to have a tough time sleeping. I got my camp shoes came in today.
I love those.
Yeah, I got some custom KD7s for Browns. I'll have to tweet a pic out of them.
Tweet a pic, but describe exactly what those were, because those jumped out at me the minute you walked in. Your own designer brand of Nike shoes.
Well, yeah, you could go to NikeID.com, not to pump them up, but you know, you can go over there and customize basically any Nike shoe you want. And I put together a white and orange pair of the KD7s for camps. There's a little dog pound in the tongue. I'm fired up. The players are here. The veterans reporting today. It's go time. It is go time.
It's go time. Players in camp, and this is the most highly anticipated Browns training camp in years. Certainly tomorrow they are going to set an attendance record by far based on what's already happened. You can track this because, unlike other years, you register to attend training camp now. You do that on clevelandbrowns.com, and long ago this camp was registered out, where people just put in their names, and that's how it's going to be done throughout camps here in Berea. And it's going to be packed, and I think the number is going to probably exceed like 4,000, which has been unheard of for this particular venue, which is off the hook. Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. If you're going to camp, who are you most interested in looking forward to seeing on the field? Who do you want to see out there the most? Who is your guy? And we know what the obvious answer might be, but that's okay. Everything's on the table. Just tell us who you're most interested in seeing. We want to figure that out before the end of the show if we can get a gauge. If, in fact, by the way, you're one of the lucky 4,000 or so plus who was able to get into camp and register online on clevelandbrowns.com to go there, and make sure you're doing that. If you're not able to go to tomorrow's practice, try for Sundays or, you know, any of the other workouts open to the public. Also, what is your favorite training camp memory? We want to know that. Let us know that. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, or tweet us at Browns_daily or at Vic Carucci or at Nathan Zagora. And then finally, if you could get an autograph or a photo with one player, who would it be? Now, that might tie into question one, but that's also a time, training camp, a time where fans can get a little bit closer, and players usually post-practice are amenable to the autograph thing, the photo thing, and preferably, I hope it's the kids who are doing that and not those who are in business to do it. Really, let kids get to the front of that line, and parents and, you know, dads, moms, whatever, that should be the focus, I hope. At least to me, that's what this is meant for. Our guest list, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, going to join us at 1:30. And let me say right now, fantastic job last night, Nathan Zagora, that you and Jim did on the training camp preview show that aired on KYC. If you didn't get to see it live, because it was live right here from Berea, go to clevelandbrowns.com, click on it, and it's right there on our homepage. You can watch the entire show, and you can see the entire long-form interview, an outstanding interview that Nathan had with head coach Mike Pettine. So Jim will be joining us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline, and also on that hotline, Solomon Wilcots, who is going to handle preseason TV analysis. He'll be the preseason TV analyst on KYC alongside Jim Donovan. He is also with NFL Network, with Sirius XM NFL Radio, with CBS Sports, just a litany of things that Solomon does. And we're going to get the Solomon knowledge. That'll be at 2:30. Donovan at 1:30, Wilcots at 2:30.
It's a big show. It's a big day. And I want to get right into another what I think is a big-time Ohio Business Machine's hot topic. And here's a report right now that was from ESPN's Bob Holtzman. And Bob Holtzman said, a Browns player said, quote, "We're all expecting Hoyer to start week one, and the feeling is that Penn will announce well before the third preseason game." This is interesting to me. I find this to be very interesting, and that recent reports, and, you know, Mike Pettine talked with Tony Grossi from ESPN Cleveland, and said that, you know, said that Hoyer's with the ones, and it's more Johnny versus the playbook than Johnny versus Hoyer right now. So, is this an open competition? I don't know.
Yeah, I still think it is. As much as I hear those other voices out there and as much as I come to a conclusion now that Hoyer is in the lead, I still think they're going to compete. And I think I don't think the head coach of this team is foolish enough to assume that he wouldn't see evidence from another quarterback, but especially Johnny Manziel, that that guy should be out there as the starter. Johnny Manziel should have an opportunity, as long as he's practicing, does he not have an opportunity every day to impress and to show this coaching staff, especially the head coach, that he is ready to go? How do you show you're ready to go? Yeah, you perform on the field, but it's also the knowledge that you show or lack thereof in the meeting room. It's how engaged you are there and what you know in the way of plays and reciting those plays in the huddle. All of that progress that this coaching staff wants to see from the offseason to now, because Johnny had a lot of progress to make there.
He did, and it is interesting. I believe that Brian Hoyer is the veteran. It should enter camp as the starter. That's the way that it is. That's what I believe. I've said many times I think Brian Hoyer can go in the season as the starter and take this team to the playoffs. The interesting thing to me is that this is being built, was at one point, and maybe it was a media creation, but as being kind of the big battle of camp. It was the quarterbacks, what's going to happen. And I've said all along as well, Johnny Manziel doesn't really enter this equation for me until he mentally closes the gap with Hoyer. Because when he does, I think we would all agree, or at least certainly hope that it is the case, that he possesses greater physical gifts than Brian Hoyer. That's why he was a first-round pick. That's why he produced nearly 10,000 yards of total offense and 93 touchdowns in two seasons at Texas A&M. Those stats to me, staggering. So it's a knowledge gap. And I think when you really read into what Penn said, that it's more about Johnny versus the playbook, I get it. I still also believe that when those two get on an equal footing with that knowledge base, it's going to be very difficult to keep Johnny Manziel off the field. But when you think about the timetable that has been given by Mike Pettine before the third preseason game, he's also said that if Brian's going to start with the ones. The time to get that knowledge base, to get where Brian Hoyer, who I dubbed again last night on that training camp preview show, the cerebral assassin, it's going to be tough. Johnny does, I think it will be a tall task for him to get it done by week one. That doesn't mean he won't get it done by sometime this season, exactly. But by week one in that time frame, it does favor Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, I think it's two different discussions about the starting job here. I think it's about the starting job at the start of the season and Brian Hoyer being far better equipped, presumably, to take it then because of the points you just made. He should be far ahead, and I think he is, and I think there was evidence of that through the offseason. And we're talking about a first game on the road. We're talking about a beginning of the schedule, extremely tough. At Pittsburgh, and then New Orleans at home. I mean, tough, tough games right off the jump that you have to make sure at the very minimum you have efficiency at the quarterback position, minimize your mistakes. He is all of that. But I want to stress this. You drafted Johnny Manziel to be the guy long-term for this team. And this is failure is not an option on this. If you miss on this, you miss big. If you miss on Justin Gilbert, the eighth overall pick of this draft, you miss big at cornerback. They have to come through. The plan for this entire group that is running this football team, the blueprint, has big spots occupied by Manziel long-term, Gilbert immediate and long-term. Manziel's immediate could be, as you said, a few games in the season or whatever, but it's going to happen and it's got to happen. And if it doesn't happen and it proves to be a miss, not because Hoyer is overwhelmingly better, but because the only reason it misses is because they don't see this guy ever getting it or not working out. And that's their scouting, their trust, the opportunity that he's going to get. None of that is going to allow that to happen until he gets on the field and then either shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were right, that they made the right call, or they screwed it up. But this being in different camps and this almost openly rooting against Manziel because he's the hype guy and the other guy's the hometown hero, underdog, got to root for him, that's bull.
It's garbage.
That has nothing to do with the Browns having a winning football team for this and years beyond. That's the focus, and that should be the only focus. If you're a fan of the Browns, you're a fan of what they've done here. They've gotten this guy – 22nd overall to be their long-term quarterback. That's what they've done. Be behind that. And if you're rooting for that to fail because you think, well, it'll give the opportunity for Brian Hoyer to be the guy and so on and so forth, it's misplaced, because if you've missed on him and you screwed that pick up, you don't just toss that away. And if you screwed up Justin Gilbert, same thinking, you've screwed up big time. I wouldn't root for that. That's a mistake.
You want to be rooting for the Browns to be the best they can be. You want to be a part of something special. To me, it is interesting because when I think about what I would call the preeminent organization in the National Football League for the last 13 years, it's got to be the New England Patriots. They have been just that good every year. And we have Gerard Cherry, three-time Super Bowl champion, with those New England Patriots on with us here on the show once a week. And he preaches, everybody do your job. You focus on doing your job to the best of your ability. So I don't think the players necessarily should be worrying about the quarterback position, and they should worry about doing their job to the best they can and allow the coaches to do their job the way that they need to do it, and that is to determine who's the best quarterback to start week one. I think that if Brian Hoyer holds off Johnny Manziel, there's another angle to this that I want to put out there. I think there's a good chance that all of this is coming out right now as we get this close to camp to maybe challenge the competitor that is Johnny Manziel, and also the competitor that is Brian Hoyer, to say, Johnny, okay, we know what you did when you did something no one else has ever done and when the Heisman Trophy is a freshman. Let's see, you know, how you're going to respond to this, you being told you aren't going to win. It's over. It's been decided. You're not being the quarterback week one.
I think there's an agenda attached to this. I don't think there's any doubt that there's an agenda attached to this, and it wouldn't shock me in the least if Mike Pettine has a big grin on his face when those tweets come out in social media, because this is exactly what he wants this to play into the psyche of the competitive nature of Johnny Manziel. Brian Hoyer doesn't need any more motivation than he has. You know, hang on to your butt. Live your dream, because they drafted this guy number one. You know it. They brought it in. If you win this thing and hold this job for any length of time, that's an upset. That's an upset. He's overcome odds to get there, just as he's overcome odds throughout his football life. So that's what Brian's dealing with. With Manziel, it's stay motivated to try to continue to be the great player you were at the collegiate level, and now take your act to the NFL and be that guy. And for everything else that is a, quote, distraction in your life, for all the other things you have going on that has made your life pretty much an open book or an open tweet, something else now has to take hold, and that something else, of course, is play football well in the NFL. This is the dose of reality that I think they want him to have. As far as the other players are concerned, Nathan, they will go into this camp from the first minute that they either watch drills or defend against drills, if they're on the defensive side, looking for one thing. What guy can we win with? Who should be behind center? Period. That is all players care about. If they like having lunch with Brian Hoyer, wonderful. If they like hanging out with him, playing golf with him, great. But they want to win with somebody. And if it's not Hoyer, then they want to win with the guy that is not named Brian Hoyer.
Listen, to me, it's all about what can be the best for this team. And I think that I'm curious to hear what all you think about this too, because it is interesting, the timing about this. This is all about competition. We've heard it be set up that way for Mike Pettine. I sat down with him earlier this week. It's all about competition. So if Johnny Manziel goes out there and is the best quarterback on the field, everybody's going to see it. You're not going to be able to keep him off the field.
Yes.
If Brian Hoyer goes out there and is clearly the best quarterback on the field, you're going to see that too, and he's going to start. Let's not forget, Johnny Manziel's 21 years old. You really don't have to rush him into this lineup. When he is ready to play and is in the position for him to succeed the best and this team to succeed, that's when he should play. Now, he could shock the world, and that could be week number one. He also, it could be later on in this season. It could be week one of next year. I don't care about that. To me, it's when is he ready to play and dive in there. He's young, and I do think that even if Brian Hoyer is quote-unquote the starter week one, that does not guarantee anything for the whole season, obviously. And secondly, Mike Pettine mentioned using potential for a package quarterback like Colin Kaepernick, and Mike Pettine was the Jets' defensive coordinator when he got burned by Colin Kaepernick.
What did I say on the show, though?
Yeah.
Have we been pushing this? Just get it out there? He got it out there.
He did. He got it out there.
Whether they do it or not.
and that's fine too. The ultimate thing in my mind is that it is a fair competition and that the best man wins, and I think that will ultimately be the case. I think we're getting some stuff planted here, there, whatever, but it's going to be very interesting to me to see how it all plays out. I'm concerned. I just want to see it be that competition, and I want to see these guys go out there, and I hope both of them light it up. That would be a great scenario the Cleveland Browns to have two quarterbacks who are playing well, who are nipping at each other's heels, and it comes down to the wire. It'll be interesting to see, and we're going to find out tomorrow really what Johnny Manziel was up to in the offseason.
Sure.
Because we'll know where he is mentally. It'll be very apparent very quickly.
All right, look, we put a lot out there with our Ohio Business Machines hot topics of the day, and we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. The topics, again, being if you're coming to camp, who's the player you're most looking forward to seeing there, what's your favorite training camp memory from Browns camp, and also if you could get an autograph, a photo with one player, who is that going to be, again, while at camp, which is one of the big activities, especially, I hope, for younger kids to get that, because that's kind of what they come out there for. More so, it's just not comfortable for me to see the adults in that thing, Nathan. That's just my thing. I like put the kids at the front, okay? Put the kids at the front. I know some adults, well, I'm getting it for my kid. Okay, I'm cool with that, but let's make it about kids more than anything else.
It's about
all right.
About the children. And also, what do you think about this quarterback thing? What do you think about these comments that are coming out right now?
So call us. I know we already got a call or two on the line, and we'll get to those. We're just getting this thing started. A football Friday, a training camp Friday. The Browns have arrived. The players are all in Berea. They hit the field tomorrow morning, and we're going to set you up for that through the rest of this show. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is ESPN 850 WKNR.